Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. It is good to be here tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God it didn't snow today. We even had some sunshine, and though it was cold. But oh, praise our God. It is so wonderful to know freedom from sin, to know deliverance, to know the power of the Lord Jesus. And I just couldn't help but remember as we were singing here tonight, oh, wow. That day so many years ago when I was a little 8-year-old girl and how the Lord got a hold of me. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, our God is so able to deliver us. And I think we all remember that very, very special moment when we had our encounter with the Lord Jesus. And he came into our lives and all at once everything changed. And oh, he brought hope. He brought life. He brought, oh yes, a way to live beyond this world. And oh yes, he gave us a power to overcome. Praise the Lord. For yes, I thank God that night that I met the Lord Jesus, oh yes, he filled me with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, life has never been the same since that. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to meet the Lord Jesus. It's a wonderful encounter. Oh yes, and that's his desire. He came to this world to save us from our sins, that we might have hope beyond this world, that we might know him as our friend. Oh, yes, as our Savior, as our coming King. Yes, that we might rule and reign with him for all eternity. That's why he came. He came for his people, to gather those that were his, to bring hope to lives that were cast down, hopeless, in despair, miserable. Oh, praise the Lord. It's such a wonderful thing to have the Lord. Oh, yes, he does put a song in our heart, a song of hope. Yes, we've been released. We've been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. And it is not the same. It is not the same. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have a reason to live. Oh, yes, we have a reason to die. Amen. Oh, it's all because of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin here tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you, Lord. Oh, we thank you that we can gather here together in thy precious saving name, Lord. We thank you that you picked us up out of despair, oh God. Oh God, out of that deep place, oh Lord, that miry clay, oh Lord. And you picked us up and you put a song in our hearts. You gave us hope beyond this world. Oh God, you gave us a reason to exist, oh Lord, in the meaning of life. I just pray, oh God, that you would talk to us tonight. I pray, oh God, that your word would register in our hearts. Oh God, I pray that you lift us up and put us into heavenly places with you, Lord. And oh God, that the problems of this world will be forgotten, Lord. Oh God, when we think of thy goodness, of thy mercies, of thy long suffering, of thy patience, oh God, of the joy that was set before thee, Lord, that cross that thou endured, despising the shame, oh Lord, because oh Lord, thou hast had a people that thou wast redeeming. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, God, thank you for what you put within us, oh, Lord. Thank you for this hope that we have in our earthen vessels, Lord. And I just pray that you'd work in us tonight. Oh, God, I pray that you work faith in us. I pray that you work hope in us. Oh, God, that you pick us up and put us in those heavenly places with you, Lord. Oh, God, that there would be hope, that there would be joy. Oh, Lord, that we would know thee, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, that we would feel thy peace. Oh, God. God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, I pray that you'd work in every heart, that you deliver those that are bound. Oh, God, that you'd set free, oh, Lord, those that need to be delivered, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, in your precious name, work in your people, Lord. Oh, God, work in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help those in despair. Help those with sickness, with ailments, oh, Lord, with conditions, Lord. Help those that are yet not turned to thee, oh, Lord. Oh, God, I pray that thou would work in Jesus' name. I pray that you would work, and I pray that you'd bring down thy spirit, Lord, that you'd fill with the gift of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us tonight. Help us to rejoice in the God of our salvation, Lord. I pray that you would work, Lord. Oh, God, help your people, Lord. Oh, God, I pray for Mackenzie, Lord, and ask that you would help her, that you'd raise her up, that, oh, God, you'd help her with her situation, oh, Lord, and, oh, God, she'd be able to go forward, do everything that you have ordained for her to do, Lord. Oh, God, help your people, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord. Help Wild, Lord. Heal her arm, Lord Jesus. Give her strength, Lord. Oh, God, let thy spirit come down. You know every need of every individual, Lord. Oh, God, help your people, Lord. I pray that you'd work here tonight, oh Lord. As individuals, Lord, you know the great needs, Lord. And oh God, have mercy on those, oh God, that do not yet know you. Lord, oh God, help your people, Lord. Oh God, help that John, Lord, who's been so sick, oh Lord. Oh God, that Tori's sister has mentioned, oh God, I pray, oh Lord, that you would raise him up in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Oh God, that you would do a work that only you could do, and it would be for thy glory and for thy name's sake. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for you know how to deliver. Oh God, you know how to set the captive free. Oh God, to give hope to those that are bound. Oh God, let thy deliverance come forth tonight in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise our mighty God. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to call this message here tonight, The Path of Life. And I know that whether or not anybody realizes it, everyone is on a path. And of course, we know that there's two options, you could say, in this matter. Jesus spoke of that path, or the two possibilities, really, when he mentioned in Matthew, the 7th chapter. Matthew 7, verse 13, when Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." Then he explained in the next verse, "Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." I'll tell you what, if we've been so privileged to know the love of Jesus, oh, what a song he has put in our hearts. Oh, what a joy that we don't have to be bound, that we don't have to be misled, that we aren't walking that broad way that leadeth to destruction, that road that so many are taking and don't even realize it a lot of times. We know that Proverbs 14, verse 12 tells us, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And oh my, that is just so true, because so many don't realize the perils that their soul is in. But again, oh, what a joy the Lord got our attention. And oh yes, we were pulled out of that way that leadeth to destruction. Proverbs 15, verse 9 says, "The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness." Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. And it says in verse 10 here, Proverbs chapter 15, "Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die." But oh my, what a wonderful thing when the Lord has delivered us. And oh yes, we can follow that way that is after righteousness. Oh yes, that law that the Lord puts in our hearts for his ways, for his word, for the things that are written. Oh yes, so that we don't want to go on that other path. You know, and we do what all we can to avoid such. Oh, it's a wonderful thing because so many don't know the way that leadeth unto life. But praise the Lord again. The Lord has taken you and he has revealed the way that leadeth to life. Then, oh, what a song he has put in one's heart. I think so often of Psalms 40, and I'll just read a few verses here. It says in Psalms 40, verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, he puts a song within us, a song that only the ransomed can sing. Oh, yes, we couldn't sing that song before the Lord was our master and our God, before we knew the living one that, oh, brought us out of that way of destruction and led us to that path of life. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I'm so thankful that there was that day when God intervened. Oh, you know, I know when God intervened in my life, I know I didn't fully realize all that was happening, frankly. You know, it was down the road many years when I realized it was God that called me. You know, I was so blinded before that moment. You know, I was just like everybody else in that, in spite of the fact that I had parents that knew the Lord and I had a church that proclaimed salvation and taught the words of life, yet, oh my, I had not yet been released to that point. I yet did not know the Lord. And I didn't have that song in my heart, that song, like I said, that the ransom can sing. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we are going to go to Psalms, the 16th chapter. And it's not a long psalm, but it's a beautiful psalm. I just hope that God will help it to register in our hearts tonight. Praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 16. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 16 is a psalm of David, and it says Miktam of David. This indicates that it's a special kind of poetry, and we see this term Miktam in Psalms 56, 57, 58, and 59, and 60 also. But praise the Lord, it's, you know, this was a cry that came forth from David, who became king of Israel, praise the Lord. And we know for sure he went through great trials and great testing, moments of despair. We see it in so many of his psalms where, oh my, he was at a point where he didn't know where the answer was going to come from or how it was going to come or what even was possible. But oh, praise the Lord, he had something called faith. And he trusted in the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you know, if you have faith and if you're trusting in the Lord, he knows how to work out everything. Oh yes, how to make straight paths for your feet. Amen. But here we have this cry from David. And you know, as he begins, it is a cry. There's a need, and oh my, he's crying out. He says in verse 1, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. And you know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to put our trust in the Lord. Oh, the Psalms speak of that trust so very often. The Proverbs speak of that need to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and to lean not unto our own understanding. And so many times we know we get in trouble because, you know, we might think we're trusting on the Lord, but we're leaning on our own understanding. We haven't really given the issue over to the Lord. We haven't really surrendered it to God. You know, we have these notions in our minds, and we think this is the way it's got to be, and this is the way it will go, and this is what we're expecting. But oh my, when we've truly given it over to the Lord, we're allowing Him to do it His way. And yes, we're not leaning on our own understanding, therefore. Of course, that need in all our ways to acknowledge Him and know that in that He will direct our paths. Praise the Lord. There's some key elements here. Oh yes, that need. Oh yes, to acknowledge Him, to give Him the credit, the glory, the praise that He deserves, the realization that it is all because of Him. And then, yes, allowing Him to direct our paths. Oh, yes, to lead us in the way everlasting. Amen. So David, here in this verse has made a declaration. Oh, God, for in Thee do I put my trust. Amen. We're not going to get anywhere if our trust is not in God. You know, we got to get to that point where we hand it over to the living God and say, Thy will and not mine be done. Amen. Praise our God. Verse 2 goes on to say, O my soul, Thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to Thee. Oh my, and let's just think about this. You know, this is what David is saying from his soul. And there's a realization here. He's talking about his goodness as a man. And, you know, it's an amazing thing. You know, he's saying, my goodness extendeth not to Thee. In other words, it's not my goodness that reaches to God. It's not the good things that we think we have done. Oh no, it's, you know, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, as Titus, that third chapter, verse 5 tells us. But according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. No, it wasn't something that we could merit on our own. We could just, you know, do enough good deeds, you know. And that's you know, it's kind of cute. It's reminded me, you know, a few years ago, I actually was at the co-op in Madison, and you know, there they don't have places to leave your carts out in the parking area, but you have to go back up to the store in order to do it. And that day, I know this may sound petty, but the magicians were out there, and you know, you have to go by them, and they expect you to put money in their basket or their guitar case or whatever. And for some reason, I just said it within myself. I said, Lord, I just would like not to have to do that this time. I wish there would be somebody who would come and help me take my cart. And it was so amazing. I just, you know, I didn't audibly even say these words, but no sooner thought than here was a man, and he offered to take my cart, and he said he had to do his good deed for the day. And I happened to recall that at the moment. But anyway, that is the way that a lot of people think. And, you know, we should be doing good things. That is a part of our responsibilities as Christians. And when we're given to the Lord, we will want to do good, kind things. But that isn't how we merit salvation. And yes, you couldn't be good enough to atone for your sin. And I believe that's the point behind what David's comment was here in this second verse. Thou art my God, my goodness extendeth not to thee. In other words, it isn't his goodness that reaches to God. But then he continues in verse 3. But to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Oh, praise the Lord. God does have great delight in his saints, those that fear him and keep his commandments. And oh, yes, it says, in whom is all my delight. Oh, God's love for his people, his chosen people that he saw before the foundation of the world, those that he went to the cross to save, to buy. Oh, yes, to purchase. Praise the Lord. The Lord saw us. I believe he saw us on the cross. And he knew, oh, there would be that day when here he would be. And, oh, yes, his love would reach out and touch our lives and draw us unto himself. Praise the Lord. And, oh, yes, he would reach to us so that we could realize his goodness, his mercy, his grace. Praise the Lord. And he has great delight in his children. Amen. In whom is all my delight. In contrast to that, verse 4 tells us those that go after other gods. Verse 4, their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Well, we can never take that which is offered to idols and give it to God. Oh, no, that is not acceptable. And how sad it is, those that don't have that hope in their hearts. Oh my, to reach to the living God. And you know how it is. You see these places where they come and worship, and they put their, you know, their goods in front of such with hopes that somehow this idol will accept it. And how sad it is. There's only sorrow in that. No, there is no hope in all of that, but there they are. So often people, I still remember years ago, in a cathedral, I believe, in St. Paul, Minnesota, and wow, here was this woman. For some reason, I think I was with my sister and brother-in-law, and of course my husband at that point, and we went into that place, and oh my, not that it was any delight to us. But what I remember is this woman rather prostrate before, I believe it was a Mary, and trying to, you know, offer some kind of sacrifice at that point, and, you know, crying, weeping before that, and hoping that there would be some appeasement for her soul. How sad that is. Oh, yes, their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer. Oh, no, nor take up their names into my lips. All the names of those idols, all those false god, they have no part in the life of a child of the Lord. Amen. Oh, my. Oh, it's all folly. It's all abominable in the sight of our God. David went on to say in verse 5, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. It's all in God's hands. And he has reserved an inheritance that we can't even describe, that we can't even imagine, for the children of God. Praise the Lord. And Oh, yes, praise the Lord. And it says, thou maintainest my lot, my portion. It's in God's hand, all that inheritance, and my cup, whatever the Lord has ordained for us as individuals, what he has set aside, the great things that he has reserved for his people. And again, this is quite positive in David's thinking. It says here in verse 6, the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. And oh my, he's talking about the blessings of the Lord. And you know, it's a wonderful thing. You know, the blessings of the Lord, they maketh rich, we are told, and he addeth no sorrow with it. That's a wonderful thing. You know, God blesses his people, and that is his good pleasure. Those that please him, those that are his saints, he is very pleased to put blessings in the lives of his people. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. And oh, yes, he has reserved for his people, oh my, a goodly heritage, good things reserved for his people. Oh, we can't imagine it right now, but oh my, you know, and the Lord, you know, he takes us, he makes a way, he picks us up out of that miry clay that we read about. But oh my, there's hope. Oh, yes, and there are blessings. Oh, yes, he becomes our shepherd, and we don't have to want because he knows how to lead us into those green pastures. He knows how to take us beside those still waters. Amen. Praise the Lord. He knows how to restore our soul and to lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. Oh, the blessings of the Lord. Oh, yes, they do make rich. And he addeth no sorrow with it. Amen. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, here in Psalms 23, verse 4, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise the Lord. The Lord is with us. And no matter what we're going through, even if it is that valley of the shadow of death, there is a promise that we don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid. Oh, we know that our God is with us. And that rod, that staff that we can lean upon, they are there to comfort us. God's promise, the hope that he puts within us, it's there. Oh, yes, for all the circumstances and moments of our lives. Verse 5 in Psalms 23, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You see the blessings of the Lord, even though, oh, somehow we would be in the presence of our enemies. There is a table, there are blessings, there is favor, even in the camp of the enemy. Praise the Lord, amen. He said, thou anointest my head with oil. Oh, oil representing the blessings of the Lord, the flow of the Holy Ghost in our lives. My cup runneth over. Oh, praise the Lord, they would anoint. Samuel anointed David to be king of Israel. And oh yes, he poured that oil over him. It represented the Holy Ghost. And David was changed. Even though he was just a lad at that point, he was changed when that anointing came upon him. In fact, Samuel had anointed Saul to be king of Israel too. And Saul was a different man at that point. Although Saul went astray and neglected the spiritual things in his life and did what he should not have. Still, when we see when he was anointed with oil, it changed him. He was prophesying. Oh, yes, with the prophets. And he was a changed man. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord, oh, he allows his Holy Ghost to come upon his people to anoint us. Oh, yes, to bless us. Oh, yes, to lead us, to guide us. Oh, yes, to give us an overflowing of his presence. And oh, yes, to bless us in those wonderful ways that only God can bless us. And all that 23rd Psalm, how it ends, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise the Lord. David had a hope beyond this world. It was to dwell with the house in the house of the Lord forever. It was beyond this world, knowing that beyond this existence, he would still be in the presence of the Lord. And oh my, in even a greater way, in a greater measure than we can imagine here in this world. But oh my, that 23rd Psalm is so beautiful. We just see that the Lord covers all the bases in that chapter. You know, no matter if it's physical, green pastures and still waters, the Lord provides. He leads. And yes, when it's spiritual, yes, he restoreth my soul. And then he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Praise the Lord. God is covering all the bases. Absolutely, he knows those that are his. And oh, he delights in his saints. And oh, yes, even though we would be walking through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, there is no need to fear. Oh, yes, no need to fear any evil. Because, oh, yes, and I believe, oh, we get to that place that, oh, the Lord's going to be so with us. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that preparing of a table before us, even in the presence of mine enemies. Oh, what a wonderful God who meets all our needs. Oh, who blesses us with that oil of joy. Oh, the infilling of the Holy Ghost, that oil. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, so that we can walk in this world and overcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, so that we can be filled with the fullness of our God. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So, back here in Psalm 16, the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Verse 7 tells us, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. And I'd just like to linger here just a little bit here. Oh my, oh, how we need to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Oh, how we need to bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. Praise the Lord. And then he talks about my reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Oh my, you know, sometimes it can be difficult at night if we're fighting a battle and there are uncertainties and oh my, things aren't quite clear. We haven't settled at all. Sometimes, oh my, it can be difficult. But oh my, we know in the scripture that the Lord, oh my, is with us. And he is so with us, even in the night. I think of Isaiah 26, verse 3. It says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Praise the Lord. See, there are some clues here how to maintain that relationship with the Lord and how to be in peace and not into fear and all of that. That need to have our mind stayed upon the Lord. Amen. Because he trusteth in thee. You see that trust in God? It gets us to that place where we know it's going to be okay. Regardless of what happens, it's going to be okay. Because God is with me. And God knows how to do all things. There is nothing too hard for him. And praise the Lord, he's with me. Praise the Lord. And yes, it talks about our God keeping his children in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him, on thee, as it says in that third verse in Isaiah 26, because he trusteth in thee. See, that's trust. Just leaning on the Lord, letting him do it, knowing it's going to be okay. And that fourth verse in Isaiah 26 says, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that's so beautiful. So beautiful to know that we can lean on our God and know that there is a perfect peace that he gives his people. Amen. Whose mind is stayed on him because of that trust in our God. And for a moment, I'd like to go to the third psalm here. Because this also is a psalm of David, but it obviously was written at a time when he was fleeing from Absalom. And this is, you know, must have been a tremendously difficult point in David's life. I mean, you know, it's one thing when, you know, individuals rise up against you, but this was his own son. And I don't think anything was easy about this kind of conflict, this kind of battle. And we know that David just left. He left, oh my, across the brook. And oh my, there were those that followed him, you know, sobbing and crying as they went, not knowing if they'd ever come back and not knowing what would follow. But here, our words, saw a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Verse 1 says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. And David did know, he knew conflict after conflict. Verse 2 here says, many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. Oh, you know, and here he was walking away, and it looked like, you know, Absalom was, you know, in power, you know, he kind of gave it over to him at that point. And, you know, I suppose it seemed pretty pathetic at that moment for King David. You know, there is no hope for him, and God, look at what, you know, he's going away. Selah. But oh my, I love how David had learned how to encourage himself in the Lord. And there is such a secret in that. We all walk through valleys. We all have low points. There are struggles in this world. There are burdens. There are unknowns. Come on, it happens all the time. But oh, there is such a need to learn to lift our soul up. Oh, yes, to turn it over to the Lord. Oh, yes, to encourage ourselves in God. Verse 3 says, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. Oh, praise the Lord, yes. Oh, the goodness of the Lord, the one who is our shield. Oh, yes, our place of refuge, our hope. Oh, yes, the one we could trust in the times of despair and trouble, when everything seems to be going awry. But oh yes, he was encouraging himself. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine hand. Praise the Lord, the one that keeps me alive, in other words. And oh yes, he's relating this in verse 4. He said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And oh, you can just imagine, sometimes he comes forth just sobbing, you know, crying out, you know, just letting it go in that sense. And obviously David knew such moments. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. But praise the Lord, it says, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah, praise the Lord, God heard that cry. He knew what was going on. And praise the Lord, he brought comfort. He brought hope. He brought rest. Amen. Listen to this, verse 5. Oh, it's such a moment, such a moment. It says in verse 5, I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Amen. Arise, O Lord, save me. O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. See, he's giving fear over to faith and realizing, in spite of the unknowns, the battle is won. God has done it. God is going to do it. It's all in his hands. It's going to be okay. Praise the Lord. Arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. And this ends here. Verse 8, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, praise the Lord. Oh, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Oh, yes, the Lord loves to bless his people. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And there was such a time as that, and yet David was able to lay his head down and sleep. He knew the Lord was with them. And oh, yes, it was going to be okay. Oh, yes, he laid himself down and he slept and he awakened. For the Lord sustained me. Praise the Lord. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people. Oh, praise the Lord. That's faith. That's trust. That's hope. That's believing God. Amen. In the midst of all kinds of circumstances. And boy, that could not have been easy for King David. Not by any means. Oh yes, I can't help but think of the 12th chapter of Acts and Peter there, you know. Herod had taken James and killed him with the sword, and then he had taken Peter, and you know, with the anticipation that he would also kill Peter. But oh my, there was Peter, four quaternions of soldiers all around him, nighttime. But yeah, there he was sleeping. Praise the Lord. I believe Peter was at peace. Oh my, because he knew the Lord was with him. And regardless, God knew how to deliver him. And praise the Lord sent his angel to deliver Peter out of that prison. Amen. Oh yes, and he walked out of there. Yes, prayer was made without ceasing by the church of God on his behalf. Praise the Lord. Oh yes. Back here in Psalm 16, yes, verse 7, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. And oh yes, that term term reigns refers, it's a rather archaic term, but it refers to the place where they sense the source of emotions were the kidneys, for example, or the loins, or the lower back, you know, out of the pit of our stomach. Sometimes we talk about that sort of thing, but you know, that's what reigns refers to, and it refers to the source of one's emotions, feelings, or affections, and so that's the reference there in verse 7. And my reigns, oh, you know, the things in our heart, our emotions also instruct me in the night season. Oh, thank the Lord. Then he goes on to say, and this is also so key here, it says in verse 8 here, Psalm 16, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Oh, this is so beautiful, but you see, there's some secrets here. You know, the Lord was his purpose. The Lord was always the focus of his mind. You know, I'm sure you do other things, but you know, that turning to God, that giving things to God, that, you know, realization that he's always there, and, you know, allowing that focus to be retained always. And I believe, yes, not getting away from it, you know, not that, you know, our mind constantly thinks that, but, you know, it's there, it's there. Because, you know, and then that moment when we must call upon him, we don't have to, you know, it's an instant thing to call upon our God. And yes, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. He's right there. You know, God's right there. You don't have to, you know, go on a long journey to find him. You don't have to pray for 14 hours before you find him. Because no, you've set the Lord always before yourself. He's right there. He's at your right hand. Like that, you know, reference to a right-hand man. You know, somebody that's, you know, always there to help you, to assist you. And because God is that right hand, I shall not be moved. Amen. I shall not be moved. Nothing's going to move me. I'm in the Lord. You know, my purpose, my life, it's settled. It's in my heart. I've made up my mind. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm not going to walk away. Regardless of what comes, I'm going to serve the Lord Jesus. I'm not going to be moved by all the turbulence of life. No, that is so beautiful. I believe Psalms 46 also illustrates this point very beautifully. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help at trouble. A very present help in trouble. That's what it means for God to be on our right hand, or at our right hand, that very present help in trouble. And yes, verse 2 in Psalms 46. Therefore will not we fear. See, because God is with me. He's there to comfort. He's there to make a way. You know, I don't have to be afraid. Therefore will not we fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, praise the Lord. Oh, we don't have to be shaken, even if it's the end of the world. And oh yes, we're seeing great trouble. We don't have to be afraid. Praise our God. Verse 4 in Psalms 46 says, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Oh, praise the Lord, that river that infilling of the Holy Ghost, oh, that fills our soul with joy and gladness. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. That represents the presence of the Lord, making us, oh, yes, as one of the tabernacles of the Most High God, the dwelling place of the Most High God. For, yes, He puts His Spirit within us, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, so we can be led by Him, so He can dwell in us, so He can talk to us. Oh, yes, so He can be with us, amen, and move with us. Verse 5, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Oh, that's how precious it is. Oh, yes, to have the Lord with you. Oh, to know that He's in our very midst. He dwells in our very being. Praise the Lord, and therefore, we're not going to be moved. And we know that God's going to help us. And that right early. Oh, yes, right there. Oh, yes, to hear our cries. Oh, to make intercession. Oh, yes, to move. Oh, yes, to change. To give us deliverance. To give us great hope. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And back here in Psalm 16, I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt Thou suffer Thine Holy One to see corruption. Oh, praise the Lord. There was a great hope in the heart of David. Oh, yes, he knew that beyond this world, oh, that there was going to be a place for him. Oh, he would not be left in the grave, hell being the grave in this 10th verse. No, his soul was not going to be left in the grave. No, because there was a hope, the resurrection power of the Lord. Oh, God Almighty. You know, Job knew that too. Oh, yes, Job said in Job 19, verses 25, 26, and 27, Job said, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that He shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eye shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." Oh, praise the Lord, there was a hope in this man's heart. Oh, even though he's considered to be a very ancient man, Job knew that beyond this world, oh, there was one that would resurrect him, even though he would see decay, even though his body would be committed to the ground, even though worms would destroy his body. Yet he had a hope and a knowledge. Oh, yes, a realization. Yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Oh, see, that's the hope of the heart. Oh, yes, when our heart is given over to the living God, oh, when we have hope in God, oh, it is so precious, it is so wonderful. Paul was able to say in 2 Timothy 1, the 12th verse, "For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." Oh, that preciousness of when we gave our lives over to the Lord, when we committed those sins that passed to the living God. Oh, yes, we know in whom we have believed. And yes, we are persuaded that He is able to keep those things that we have committed unto Him against that day. Oh, they won't be held against us because the blood of Jesus Christ has taken those sins, and they are no longer upon us. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we've given them over to the living God. That is what repentance is all about. Oh, yes, that turning of our life over to the Lord so that when we stand before Him, Almighty God, when we stand before Him, when we see Him as He is, oh, yes, that day of His judgment, when all shall stand before Him, and every eye that ever lived is going to behold Him. Oh, at that moment, oh, how precious and wonderful it's going to be that we have committed those sins to Him. They are not retained. They are forgiven. And yes, we obeyed that command to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord for the remission of those sins. They are not retained. They are not remembered. They are pardoned. There is no more penalty for sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. So David could say, therefore my heart is glad, my glory rejoiceth, my flesh also shall rest in hope, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. And what a wonder it was. Jesus Christ came to this world as the Son of God and the Son of Man. Oh, God, robed in flesh, coming to this world that He might purchase a people, that He might redeem a people, that He might buy a people. Oh, yes, we were full of sin. We had all these situations upon us. We were without God, and we were without hope in this world. But God came as the Son of God, as a man, Christ Jesus, with a full knowledge that He was going to take our sins upon Himself on the cross and die for us, that we might be forgiven, that we might have hope, that we might be redeemed, that we might live forever with the Lord Jesus. And praise the Lord. Oh, yes, they did crucify Him. He did die. But, oh my, His body saw no corruption. Oh, the wonder of it all. Oh, as this 16th Psalm ends, it tells us, Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Oh, praise the Lord. David had faith. Oh, as he was uttering these words, he had faith that there would come a Savior, a one who would show His people the path of life, oh, the way that leads to eternal life. And oh, praise the Lord, the one that would make His presence known. So, oh my, as brothers and sisters in the Lord, as children of God, we could sit in heavenly places with God. Oh, so that we could know the joy of our salvation. Oh, we could know what it's like to be in the presence of the Lord. And how I love it. Oh, yes, when we worship Him, when we praise Him, when we cry out to Him with our whole being. Oh, yes, those times when His presence comes down. And oh, it's so thick, it's so wonderful, it's so real. Oh, that all the problems of this world disappear. Oh, yes, all the unknowns and all the conflicts. And oh, my, we're at peace. Because, oh, yes, there is one that showed to us the path of life. And we know, oh yes, when He comes to dwell in our beings, when we're in His presence, oh praise the Lord, there's fullness of joy. A joy, a peace that only our God can give. Amen. Oh yes, it takes us beyond this world and sets us As it says in Ephesians, that second chapter, in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So we're partaking at his table. We're in his presence. We're in his hiding place. Oh, we're in that secret place of the Most High God. And oh my, that fullness of joy that comes at such moments. Oh, praise the Lord. Or our wonderful God who redeemed us. You know, Peter on the day of Pentecost quoted from this 16th chapter of the book of Psalms. Oh yes, it was a big part of his message there on the day of Pentecost. As I read some of this, it tells us in verse 22, Acts the second chapter, Acts 2, verse 22, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God, among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it." Oh, praise the Lord, yes. Death could not keep him down. Oh, praise the Lord, it was not possible. Amen. Then he begins to quote from Psalm 16, verse 25. "For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face. For he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved." Praise the Lord, that very present help in the time of trouble. Right there, my right hand, that I should not be moved. "Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." Oh, praise the Lord, Jesus had committed no sin. Therefore, there was no way his body could see corruption, that it could rot, that it could decay. Oh, praise the Lord. And then God did not suffer his Holy One to see corruption. It says in verse 28 here, Acts the second chapter, "Thou hast made known to me the ways of life." Oh yes, the path of life, as it says in Psalm 16. "Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance." Oh yes, oh yes. "In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore," as it's stated in the psalm. But here it's just slightly translated a little differently. And he goes on to say in verse 29, as Peter was preaching, "Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that on the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne." Oh, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Oh, Jesus came as the seed of David. Yes, and that was the promise, that there would be one that would come after him. Oh, yes, that would, oh yes, be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that's our Lord and Savior. Oh yes, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Verse 31, "He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ," just as we read in Psalm 16, "that his soul was not left in hell," in other words, in the grave. And then speaking of Jesus, "neither his flesh did see corruption." Oh, that prophetic utterance, amen. "This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Oh, what a message this was. Oh, yes, the hope that was given David. Oh, yes, so many years before Jesus walked this earth. Oh, that hope. Oh, yes, that the Savior would come. Oh, yes. And oh, yes, that, oh, his soul would not be left in hell, and his Holy One would not see corruption. Oh, yes, that path of life would be seen. Oh, praise the Lord. That knowledge that in the presence of the Lord, oh, there is something you can find no other place. There is a fullness of joy that comes only from knowing the Lord and knowing that he hath taken your sins. Oh, yes, and that they are gone, that they are remitted, that they are not going to be held against thee. And oh, my, that joy of that. But here on the day of Pentecost, as Peter was preaching, oh, yes, and he came down on them. This was the same crowd that had crucified Jesus. Oh, those days earlier had said, crucify him, crucify him. Oh, and let his blood be upon us and our children. And oh, my, there were many of them standing there at that moment. Peter said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly. Oh, for certain, in other words, that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Oh, he's arisen, Lord, now. Oh, yes, he is ascended into the heavens. And oh, yes, he is, oh, Lord, and he is Christ. And oh, praise the Lord, he is coming back again. Oh, this time, not as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. No, he's coming back. Oh, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, my. And what a moment that's going to be when every eye shall see him. Oh, yes, that acknowledgement at that moment. Oh, with that realization. Oh, even those that had pierced him, oh, seeing and beholding him coming back, oh, by as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Oh, that realization when he returns. Oh, yes. As the great I am, as the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Oh, praise the Lord, the one that is and was and is to come, the Almighty. Oh, he comes back, and what a moment it's going to be when he comes forth with clouds, with witnesses, praise the Lord, with the saints that have gone on, and all the catching away of the saints that remain, praise the Lord, and every eye shall see him, the resurrection of the dead, and they also which pierced him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen, as Revelation 1, verse 7 tells us. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, that declaration. But oh, yes, there on the day of Pentecost, oh, after Peter preached that message, it tells us in verse 37, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Oh, praise the Lord, there on the day of Pentecost, as they were pricked in their hearts. Oh, they knew they had to get right with God. They knew, oh my, there was only something that they could do to make up for all that they had done. Oh my, but praise the Lord, Peter began to present the path of life. Words of life, oh yes, a path of life, oh yes, that David had spoken of all those many years before. Oh, that path of life that those that lived in the times before had looked forward to. Oh, praise the Lord. He began to present that path. Oh, praise the Lord. And Peter, again, He repeated those wonderful words that came to him to help those that were listening to find the way that leads to life. Oh, yes, that way to repent and to be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. That wonderful promise of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I'm so glad that promise that was unto them there on the day of Pentecost, it was also to their children and to all that are afar off, and even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Oh, praise the Lord. Our God is still calling right now. And praise the Lord, we still have these promises, these things that those that walked of old foresaw in their spirits and knew that their Redeemer liveth. And that, oh yes, he was going to stand upon the earth. Oh yes, and in spite of that, there was going to be a resurrection. Oh yes, that their souls were not going to be left in the grave. Oh, or their spirits, their flesh in reality here. But oh, praise the Lord, there was the path of life. Oh, that was going to come forth. Oh, yes, that we might know the living God, that we might walk with the Redeemer, that we might have hope in this present world, that we might all have victory, that we might overcome. Oh yes, that we might not be moved. Oh yes, that we might know what it's like, yes, to walk with the living God, to be participants of his promises, of his blessings, of his loving kindness, and of the good things that he has prepared for them that love him. Oh, praise the Lord. Again, as Psalm 16, verse 11 declares, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Oh yes, people look for happiness in this world. But there is only one way that your soul can be satisfied. There is only one way that you can find this fullness of joy. And that is by giving your heart, your life, your all over to the living God. By surrendering your heart to the Lord. Oh, yes. And thus he becomes your Savior, your God. Oh, your soon coming King, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, therefore, oh, that knowledge of the fullness of joy, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, that promise of his pleasures forevermore, forever dwelling in his presence in that secret place, always being with the Lord. Oh, yes, dwelling with him for all eternity, for that's what it leads to, the path of life. Oh, yes, forever at home with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have you given your hearts to the Lord? Have you found that place with God that you shall not be moved? Have you found that secret place? Oh, have you been recipient of his grace? Praise the Lord. Have you repented and been baptized in his name and filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost? Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. That is the path of life that our God has ordained for his children. And praise the Lord, that promise stands still to this moment. Praise our God. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help us, talk to us, move in us, change us. Oh, God, let thy presence come down. Let thy touch be felt. Oh, God, reach out. Oh, God, let that heart be touched, oh, Lord, who has not known thee, Lord. Oh, God, let that path of life be felt, oh, God, and realized. Oh, God, for oh, God, we're all, oh, God, going towards that eternal destination. Oh, God, with that hope in our heart that we shall ever forever be with the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help us. Draw us to you. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Help us to walk this road of life. And, oh, God, help us to overcome. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise our God. Oh, praise the Lord for that path of life. Amen. Eternal life with Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we're going to turn our chorus books to number 26 and sing In His Presence, number 26. In His presence. Well, God be with you all. Have a wonderful night. Be safe.